Opening statements are set to begin today in the Donald Trump hush money trial. Alternate jurors were added Friday, completing jury selection in New York. A preview from criminal defense attorney Jorge Vela at jorgevelalaw.com. He's based in Texas. Jorge, set this up.
We've gotten through the most important part of the trial, which is jury selection. Any trial attorney will tell you that that is the most difficult part of the trial because those are the individuals that will ultimately make the decision as to whether or not Trump is guilty or not guilty. Opening statements is an opportunity for both sides to lay out what they believe the evidence will show. And I'm glad that you properly characterized it as statements. A lot of media is saying opening arguments. What people need to know is that on this first day of trial, during these opening statements, both the prosecution and the defense will be limited and will not be able to make arguments. They will only be allowed to state what they believe the evidence will show in this case.
So as you point out, the process is so important here. But explain, too, because a couple of the jurors were excused here. What happens in those cases and what happened here?
So in jury selection, what both sides are attempting to do is select a fair and impartial juror for both sides. The prosecution and the defense are allowed to ask questions surrounding the law that applies to this case, but they are not allowed to go into the facts of this case during jury selection. And that is because, again, they are not allowed to argue their case to the potential jurors. What they are trying to determine is, can these jurors follow the law? And so we heard a lot of these jurors saying that they had adverse opinions regarding Trump, whether it was his persona, his public statements. Those statements don't actually matter. When a juror says, I don't like President Trump, or I don't like his persona, or I don't like the statements he's made, that statement in and of itself is not enough to get a juror disqualified. The ultimate question for both sides regarding every application of law in this case is, regardless of your views about Trump, can you set those views aside and follow the law in this case and be a fair and impartial juror to both sides? And so there were jurors in this jury selection process that said they could not follow the law, that they were unable to set aside their personal beliefs because they were so firmly held. And so that disqualified them. That gave either side what are called challenges for cause, which would be an automatic bar, and because they're unable to be fair to one side or the other.
Wow. Who do you think, based on what you know here in this hush money case, has the harder job then? Can you give that, whether it's the prosecution or the defense?
It's another great question, Gordon. I actually think in this case that the prosecution has a more difficult job. In every criminal jury trial, it varies from state to state, but in the state of New York, you need to have a unanimous verdict in this case. That means that the 12 jurors that are selected as the jurors, excluding the alternates that are going to be selected, all 12 jurors have to come to a unanimous verdict that Trump is guilty, or a unanimous verdict that he is not guilty. That means all 12 have to agree. If even one juror is unable to agree with the other 11, that means it results in a hung jury. And in this particular case, not in all cases, but in this particular case, a hung jury is a huge win for the defense, because now it puts even more pressure on the prosecution as to, one, whether or not to retry the case because of how much money, resources, time, distraction is going into this. And then also whether or not they even have the confidence that they can secure a guilty verdict, because just one juror can gum up the works. One juror can say, I refuse to convict, regardless of the mountain of evidence that they may be presenting. And so I think in this particular case, the prosecution is under more pressure and they have a more difficult job than in any other case.
Jorge Vela, criminal defense attorney at jorgevelalaw.com.